The House and Senate Ag Committee leadership released the Farm Bill Conference Report last night. The bill includes many of the cotton industry's policy priorities, and a new 5-year farm bill will bring some much-needed certainty and predictability to the U.S. cotton industry. Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the provisions that will directly impact U.S. cotton.
When we look at this new 2018 Farm Bill, we're very encouraged that it'll provide the type of safety net and certainty to not only our cotton producers, but also to all of the segments that are responsible for the processing and the distribution of cotton. So we're very encouraged about the positives we see in this Farm Bill as it sets forth policies for the next 5 years. Obviously, one of the big parts of the commodity title is going to be what it provides in the way of the ARC PLC safety net, so that revenue and price-based safety net available for producers. And we see the seed cotton program being continued, and so that'll apply for the 2019 through the 2023 crops. And of course, that comes on the heels of implementing the new seed cotton program for the 2018 crop, but this will just continue it with a reference price of 36.7 cents. We'll also continue the marketing loan program with an upland cotton marketing loan set at 52 cents per pound. So those are keys there. One of the other aspects that we're watching closely will be on the payment limits and eligibility requirements. We don't see any tightening on those restrictions relative to what was incurred in the 2014 Farm Bill. I think a couple of other things that are very important to the U.S. cotton industry, of course, is the assistance that we have for the U.S. textile industry that has provided support for a number of years in order to allow them to remain competitive, particularly in the face of imported textile products. That is continued under the new Farm Bill as well, so that's another key component. And then we also continue the conservation programs, and the crop insurance title maintains those programs that are so important for producers who may face production difficulties in any given year. We want to offer our thanks to both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees and the work that U.S. Congress did in getting this Farm Bill to the completion. In particular, we need to note the leadership of Chairman Mike Conaway on the House Ag Committee side, as he has really fought along with his staff for cotton's priorities. We also owe a debt of thanks to Senator Roberts, who is chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, for all his work in leading the charge on the Senate side. And likewise, we saw great effort from Congressman Colin Peterson, who's ranking member on the House side, and Senator Stabenow, who's the ranking member on the Senate side.